This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm John Betzer, visiting with my friend Joseph Sternberg. He's in London, writing his column, Political Economics. He's also a podcaster at WSJ. I'm sure you've heard that voice many times. Well, he's here, and he's here to take us into the melodrama of the Federal Reserve. Joe, you've written about the Federal Reserve once or twice recently. It's always in the news. There's always tension between the presidency and the chairman of the Federal Reserve, at least since the Federal Reserve became independent, theoretically, in 1951. We have a dilemma right now, Joe, where the president has fired a member of the governor's board, Lisa Cook by name. And Lisa Cook says, no, I'm not. I'm not leaving. I'm not resigning. And has hired a very well-known attorney and intends to sue back. And the presumption is this is headed to the courts. And that what we're looking at here is a continuation of the battle with the Federal Reserve between the White House and Mr. Powell, having to do with interest rates. I'm eager for your interpretation of this from London's point of view, because it is presumed by the Financial Times, not me, I read these things in the pink newspaper, that all the world looks to the Federal Reserve as an arbiter that is fair-minded and can be trusted, and that this event undermines trust. Is that the opinion in London, Joe?
I think there does seem to be a lot of concern in international markets about this. In fact, that was really the story in markets Tuesday after President Trump announced late on Monday evening in the U.S. that he wanted to fire Lisa Cook, currently a member of the Board of Governors. And there seems to be more concern about this development overseas than there is in the U.S. Maybe that's because Wall Street is a little more accustomed at this point to tuning out all of the noise from the White House and waiting to see what the signal actually is. The big context here is that President Trump very obviously wants much lower interest rates than we have right now. And he is very anxious to have a Federal Reserve that will accommodate that. And so I think that you have to keep that in mind as you look at the specifics of the Lisa Cook case. I mean, it's certainly true that the specific allegation here, that she was somewhat less than honest when filling out some mortgage application paperwork on a couple of homes a few years ago. I mean, that would be an issue. But at the moment, if it's true, but so far, we only have the Trump administration's word for it. We also have a lot of unresolved legal questions about whether this would constitute the kind of just cause that a president would need in order to actually fire a member of the Board of Governors of the Fed. So I just think that this is all a really unhelpful diversion. I mean, John, you and I have talked for some years about how there's a growing interest in the issue of Federal Reserve reform because they haven't done their job very well on inflation or financial regulation lately. I think politicians, both Republicans and Democrats, are getting a little anxious about handing so much power to a democratically unaccountable agency like the Fed. And I think that there's a lot of room for a bigger debate, but I think that that needs to happen in an orderly way in Congress instead of President Trump thrashing around, kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks in his campaign for ultra-low interest rates.
Did I speak correctly when I said the Federal Reserve is trusted by other central bankers as independent from political whim? Or is that an aspiration, not a fact?
No, I think that it definitely has that reputation. And I think it is important that we remember that although there are plenty of reasons to question the concept of central bank independence, and I have written about some of those arguments over the years, your starting point has to be that there are very good reasons that developed countries have created independent central banks in the first place, despite the policy and the political drawbacks. And the big big reason is that they do tend to deliver better policy outcomes than the alternative. They are less prone to political pressure to try to juice the economy over the short term at the expense of longer term inflation. And so that's an argument for moving very delicately and carefully and with sufficient debate before you're going to try to reform any of those arrangements. And again, I think that whatever his reformist instincts might be in other areas, Trump doesn't really seem to be interested in engaging with that argument here. The one thing that he knows about the Federal Reserve is that he wants them to deliver lower interest rates, and they haven't done it yet.
Joseph Sternberg, he's in London, lucky fellow. For the Wall Street Journal editorial page, he's a member of the editorial board. He writes political economics, the Triffin dilemma. And when I first read it, I thought, wow, Joe, but it's real.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.